after you eat supper, you usually wash the dishes, but we don't do that today. And then after you wash them, what do you have to
dry them.
What do you do before you dry them? You have to
rinse them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the cloth or rag that you use for washing?
A cup towel.
Cup towel. Okay. And is a cup towel just made out of cloth?
No, it is. It's cotton. It's Turkish. You sing them with fringes on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
They're very absorbent.
You call them cup towels. Uh-huh. You never just call it a dishcloth?
Well, yeah. A lot of people say dishcloth.
But
I guess back my mother did call them dishcloths. We call them cup towels now.
Cup towels. Okay.
Yeah, they call them dish rags and dishcloths.
Mm-hmm.
And wash rags, and now we say wash flowers, you see.
Right.
And dishcloths.
How about for drying the dishes, then? Still all those names you
can
use a cup towel?
Uh-huh. Again, dish rag. Cup towel, and that's what we always... And drying cloth, they call them.
Okay.
Get me a drying cloth.
Okay. And then the small square piece of terry cloth.
Oh, that's washcloth.
Mm-hmm. And then after you're done washing your face, what do you dry it with?
A towel.
Mm-hmm. And the water pipe in the kitchen sink.
That's called a faucet.
Okay. Now, how about outside in the yard where you attach the garden hose?
They call that a hydrant.
A hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is that what you call where the fireman will hit your fire hose?
That's a fire hydrant.
Okay. And but you also call yours right outside in the backyard.
Some call them stickets that you attach the hose to. I've got one front and back.
And you call it a hydrant, do you?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Okay. And you remember before there were somewhere, just kind of finish the sentence out for me. You know, where I'll say a sentence and you kind of finish it for me. All right. If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
And when you used to buy flour, you would buy it in what kind of container?
In barrels.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy did.
Okay. Then how about molasses?
It came in barrels too.
And lard?
Yeah, in a 100-pound can.
100-pound can.
Yeah.
That wasn't a barrel?
No.
Okay.
It was called big lard can. You can go to the store today, I guess. They'll hold about 50 pounds of lard. The farmers at Kill Hogs, you know, I guess they still buy them.
What are they made of?
It looks like galvanized tin.
Okay.
You think it's a heavy tin.
Mm-hmm. And holds 50 pounds of stuff?
Of lard. And they have lids on them. Keep them at, you know, good and clean.
Okay. I drew you a picture before, I don't know where it is now, I don't know, Pennsylvania. When you have to pour water into something with a rim.
The funnel.
Yeah. Okay.
You want a pencil?
No. When you're trying to urge horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy, what do you use?
Use a whip.
And if you bought some fruit at the store, what would the grocer put them
in a bag?
And what is it made of?
Paper.
Okay.
Sack, a bag.
Okay. And are there different sizes?
Yeah. Yes, you are. Get y'all. I don't know how many different sizes. You bought groceries, you know how many different sizes. You go to these.